Be here, bringing books to life. Vision without sight.
The Cosmic Footlights, Season 2. Written by Daniel Wilmot. Episode 2.
The sun was setting over the edge of Sahara's moon when the crew of the Little Moon Theatre Company arrived. Gleaming in the twilight, the little ship glided slowly down and came to rest on a rocky outcrop. A short distance walk from the great villa that stood like a temple against the fading sky. No one noticed a small, black object hovering in the air high above as the ship's hatchway opened. The six friends disembarked excitedly.
I still can't believe it. It's Francis Durban. We are actually here to stay at Francis Durban's house.
Come on, Cat. You've known for days now. The novelty must have worn off.
But it's him! He brought the house down playing Richard III to an entire planet. He was the first actor ever to do Hamlet in zero gravity.
And he starred in all the Nebula Ninja movies.
And the Winged Heroes trilogy. Don't forget the Winged Heroes. They were the...
The first movies ever to feature live dragons in acting roles.
Yes, we know, Thistle.
Hey, I'm allowed to be excited too, you know. Just because he's not a dragon doesn't mean he's not awesome occasionally. And...
Ah, so you must be the Cosmic Thespians. Welcome.
Hello, Francis.
Beaky, how lovely to see you properly again after all this time.
Hello again, Mr. Durban.
Jedite, you've grown since I last saw you. I was sorry to hear about your mother. We'll see Greenwell pay for that one of these days, you can rest assured.
I've got plans on that front myself, sir.
And your crew. Welcome, my friends. Francis Durban, at your service.
It's you! It's you! It's you, sweet, precious mandrel! It's really you!
And whom do I have the pleasure?
Sorry, what's my name again?
This is Kat Calliday, Francis. She's a budding young actress, very talented.
I look forward to seeing you in action, Miss Calliday.
He said my name. He said my name! Holy scarab, he said my name!
This is Lenny. He's our mechanic and backstage expert.
Thanks for the hospitality, Mr. Durban.
Thistle's our lighting designer.
A dragon? I'm impressed.
Hello, Mr. Durban, sir. A real pleasure, sir. I loved what you did in the Winged Heroes movies, sir.
Thank you, my dear Thistle. They were some of my happiest times, I can tell you that. And whom do we have here? Is this a ghost I see before me?
Prince Randall Strang, sir. And no, I'm not dead.
Fear not, Your Highness. I never believed the bile those Greenwald barons dish out. For what it's worth, I met your late father when I did Henry V at the old Varshan Sovereign Theatre. He was a very kind man.
Thank you. That's really good of you to say.
You must miss him.
Yes, and the old Sovereign Theatre. I was very sorry when it got torn down. And
Mr. Durban, sir? Perhaps we might escort your guests inside.
Yes, of course. Let me introduce Miss Seren to you all. She's my head of staff. If you follow her indoors, I've had guest rooms prepared for each of you. Then perhaps over dinner I can tell you all my plans for a little scheme I've got in mind for you to be part of.
As the group walked towards the house, the small black object remained hovering in the sky above. For one split second, the flash of a lens flicked out from beneath its dark plating. Then it spun and whirred as it flew off into the black.
Here you are, my dear. Our very own private roof garden. Care for a deck chair and a glass of something?
It's so peaceful up here, Francis.
I knew you'd appreciate that.
And just look at that view. Even in the dark, those mountains are captivating. How in Mandrill's heaven did you afford all this?
It's amazing what they used to pay you to see you do Hamlet in zero gravity.
Ah, yes. Happier times.
You know, I never understood how Greenwald got the ban on live theatre through the tribunals.
I suspect large amounts of money were involved there too. You were lucky, Francis, to be able to retire before they passed that law.
Hardly. I miss that rush being on stage every night. And to be able to do what you're doing, performing all around the galaxy in spite of that law. Well, let's just say I'm very tempted to sell up this old moon and join you.
Don't tell Kat that. She'll probably die squealing. I never thanked you properly, you know, for all you did for me in those years back in the day. You didn't have to teach me like that.
You were talented. You deserved it.
Not according to Ursula Chekhov. She told me I couldn't hold an audience at gunpoint.
Dame Ursula was an overrated hypocrite. She only liked you if you idolised her performances.
She liked you. And Jean. She mentored Jean Holden.
Exactly. Jean had Ursula, you had me. You certainly proved them all wrong, didn't you? Ursula, your parents, and now Greenwald. Speaking of which...
Ah, yes, what is this potential job you were hinting at before?
Well, it's...
Sorry to interrupt, Mr. Durbin. Dinner's all laid out in the green room.
Thank you, Saren. Well, my dear, shall we adjourn for refreshment?
So, you actually call your dining hall a green room, Mr. Durbin?
Just an old habit, Lenny. And please, call me Francis.
But it's all so green. I love how literal it is. I mean, the walls are green, the carpets are green, even the table's green. How did you...
Emerald finish on the wood, Kat.
It looks amazing, Francis.
We had 5 emerald finish tables in the Varshan Palace, I'll have you know.
May I offer anyone some more wine at all?
Yes, please. This stuff tastes incredible. What is it?
Vintage from the planet Sahara. I'm friends with a winemaker.
Well, it gets the full 5 spikes. That's the best review dragons give, you know.
So, Francis, you said something about a scheme of yours earlier.
Ah, yes. It's a shot in the dark, Jed, but if you and Ambika are up for it...
What is it, Francis?
You remember the ancient outdoor amphitheatres of the old planet Earth?
Yes, indeed.
Well, I sent a prospecting team into the desert here a few weeks ago, looking for a new source of water, and they came back with some very interesting scans of the underground caverns.
What did they find?
Take a look for yourselves. I'll bring the photographs up on the screen here.
Mandrel teeth!
That's a...
It's an amphitheatre.
It's a whopping great amphitheatre.
What, there's an actual old Colosseum buried out there under all that sand?
Exactly. And it's huge. Seats at least 2,000 people, according to my information.
Looks like it's been perfectly preserved too. How old is it? Could they tell?
I'm still waiting for the archaeologist's report on that, but once I get the excavation teams in...
Wait, you're saying you're planning to dig it up?
Of course he is. Think what we can do with that, Jed. If we can unearth this theatre, we can invite people from all over the galaxy. We can put on shows, bill them as private performances.
And Greenwald can't object because this moon's private property. As long as we don't advertise on the Galactanet.
I can see you're already coming around to my way of thinking. And you can all stay here. There's more than enough room in my villa until we get some more houses built.
We can be a resident theatre company again, like old times. Remember that, Lenny?
It would be nice to have that again.
But wait, what about our mission? Isn't the point to bring theatre to people who can't afford to get out to places like this?
Well, yes, we can't stop travelling now. I've only just joined you folks.
Kat, think of it. We'll never have to rely on festivals again. No more cancelled performances. No more Greenwald shutting us down.
I've got to admit, I do love the idea of performing in a space that size.
Thistle... What do you think, dear? Thistle?
That pistol hanging on the wall over there. That's a handheld flamethrower, right?
Yes, it is, my dear. I'm surprised you'd recognise it.
I can sense the heart inside it.
I'm sorry?
Thistle, what are you... I can sense the heart. It's a baby dragon's heart that powers that weapon. You've... killed a baby dragon.
Now, just a minute.
You've killed a baby dragon!
Francis, is this true?
I haven't killed anyone. That weapon was a gift from the King of California. I did a show at his palace. I never killed any dragons. I haven't even used it. It's just an ornament.
An ornament? How could you put a poor little baby's heart in a gun like that and call it an ornament?
I don't see what's the harm. Father had three of them on the wall in our palace.
Oh, shut it, Randy.
Don't call me Randy!
Perhaps we should all just calm down a little?
Yeah, I reckon that'd be wise.
Speak for yourself. I'm taking that gun and I'm smashing it.
Hey, no, that's my personal...
I must ask you not to touch my master's property, Miss Thistle.
Oh, you are just begging to get roasted, aren't you, madam?
Thistle, we're guests here. You don't have the right to behave like this.
Rights? You... I can't stay here. I can't stay here in this stupid room, in this stupid house, on this stupid moon with a bunch of stupid people who think stuffing baby dragon hearts into weapons is okay. I'm going back to the ship.
Thistle!
And Francis, that wine was terrible. And your performance in the Winged Heroes trilogy was rubbish. Stupid Francis Durban.
Thistle? Hey, Thistle.
I'm not going back in there, Captain. You can't make me.
I'm not trying to make you go back in there. Hey, I'd probably feel the same in your shoes.
I don't wear shoes.
I know, I
Why do humans always have to do this?
What do you mean?
I thought, here's a nice human. Actually worked with my kind. Respected us enough to make movies with us. Ones that didn't end with us being the baddies and getting slain by some pompous guy in a suit of armour. But it turns out he's happy just to take one of our baby's organs and...
Yeah, I don't think he meant to do that, you know.
He's still keeping it, though.
Look, I've had a thought. You want to get out of here, right?
Yes, please.
Well, would you be up for coming on a small mission with me? Only a few hours. We'll be back here before sunlight tomorrow.
Cool. Oh, wait. What about the others?
I'll phone them when we got the ship off the ground. Come on.
But as Jedite and Thistle took off in their spaceship, the blaze of the engines was photographed in the lens of a small, black, hovering camera that had been watching them for some time.
All right, I'll take the pilot's seat from here.
Okay, Captain. Ow! Ugh, I hate this cockpit.
Jedite to Beaky, do you receive?
Oi, Jed, it's Lenny. Beaky's gone off with Francis to chat more about this amphitheatre thing. Is it urgent? Where are you?
Just taking a trip on the ship. Nothing important. Just let her know we'll be back by morning.
Righto, Captain.
Oh, and Lenny, look after the others, won't you?
Will do, sir.
So, where are we going, Jed?
You remember the real reason I signed on to this theatre company.
Meanwhile, back at Durban's villa...
Lenny, was that Jedi you were phoning just now?
Yeah, but it's...
Hey, I've just seen the ship take off outside. What's going on?
The captain's just got an errand to run, that's all.
Well, where's Beaky?
She and Francis have gone back up to the roof garden. Now...
What, like nothing's happened?
Well, what do you think they'd do?
Well, what am I supposed to think? After...
Look, you two, it's late. And I know how much you young folks hate hearing this, but you should probably go to bed. Then in the morning, we can all...
Hey, just a minute. What's that?
What's what?
That red glow along the corridor there. It looks like the sights of a laser pistol.
What?
Ow! Oh!
Be here. Bringing books to life. Vision without sight.